Sheffield, building support in the trade unions for a new mass workers' party. Gary Drabble, Sheffield Socialist Party. Sheffield is currently run by an alliance of Labour and Green councillors, and with Labour losing two more seats to the Greens, this looks likely to continue next year. Throughout the election, Labour campaigned by saying, "Vote for us, because we're not Tories." Hardly a word was said by them about tackling the cost of living crisis. In fact, in their desperate eon to keep politics out of politics, the Labour Party expelled one candidate, and then deselected another for being opposed to cuts and council tax rises. In contrast, TUSC supporters actively campaigned for the nationalisation of the energy companies, for an integrated transport system, and for a mass council house building programme, to tackle the 39,000 people on the council waiting list. Union support TUSC campaigner spoke at RMT and Unite trade union branch meetings, with the RMT branch donating £100 to our campaign. "We distributed over 15,000 leaflets, including outside workplaces where we have supported recent strikes, and where we are campaigning for socialist candidates in elections in PCS and Unison unions. In addition, we leafleted parents at schools, and held campaign stalls." One of the big successes of the campaign was bringing new campaigners forward, including former Labour Party members, and the involvement of a current councillor who has recently resigned the Labour Party whip, and left the party in opposition to the cuts. "Finally, we held two successful public meetings, that were addressed by TUSC candidates, and by trade unionists in struggle, including Gaz Jackson, RMT regional organiser, who was involved in the P&O dispute, Sarah Woolley, General Secretary of the Bakers Union, BFAWU, and a striking Just Eat career. Following the elections, we will continue to campaign, and sink roots deeper into the labour movement and local communities."